Welcome to episode 18 of the Printin' and Playin' Podcast, the podcast where I'll be discussing board and card games that you can print out and put together yourself and then play with your friends, as well as crafting tips and news related to the hobby. I'm your host, Steve, and in today's episode, Antidote. Antidote is a semi-cooperative game for 2 to 6 players, where the players take on the roles of scientists who are all individually working on separate components of a secret formula. When all of a sudden someone drops a beaker, it crashes to the floor and everyone is poisoned by an airborne toxin. It's felt that one of the formulas that was being worked on would be an antidote to the poison that everybody got hit by, but because of the secretive nature, nobody knows which formula it is. So the race is on to try to figure out, based on the cards that the players play, as although nobody starts out knowing which formula the antidote is, some of the players do know which ones aren't the antidote, and observant players may be able to figure this out over the course of the game. The game consists of 55 cards, which are mostly formula cards. The formulas coming in 7 different varieties, which you can tell the difference between the varieties based on both the color and the shape of the flasks that they're in. Those formula cards have numbered values from 1 to 6, along with one card for each formula that just has an X on it, which is used to determine which one of the formulas will end up being the antidote. And along with those formula cards, there are a number of syringe cards, and these are cards that are used during the game in order to take cards from other players, and I'll go into a little bit more detail about that in just a little bit. At the start of the game, all of the formula cards with the X on them are separated out, shuffled, and then a random one is drawn out from that little deck, and then placed face down to the side of the playing area. That formula is the antidote, and that's the one that the players have to try to figure out by the end of the game. Once that's done, a small deck is created using just those cards with the X's and the syringe cards, and then that deck is equally distributed among the players. So this makes sure that at the start of the game, the players are starting out both with X cards that are not the antidote, as well as a few syringes. After those are distributed, the rest of the deck is then dealt out evenly among all the players as well. And the size of the total deck and the number of syringes that are in the deck is going to vary a little bit depending on the number of players, where more players will result in a higher number of cards out on the table. Once everybody has their hand of cards, a start player is chosen, and then the play continues clockwise around the table. And every turn, a player can take one of 3 actions. They can force a discard, and this affects everybody at the table. Everybody must choose one card from their hand and discard it to the table in front of them. Any of those X cards are discarded face down, while any of the normal numbered formula cards are discarded face up so people can see what's out there. Additionally, the player can initiate a trade. And this can happen in one of 3 ways. Either they can initiate a trade where all players pass a single card to their left, they can initiate a trade where everybody passes a card to their right, or the player can try to verbally negotiate a trade with a specific player. Then thirdly, a player can use a syringe card if they have a syringe card in their hand. And what you do with that syringe is you can use it to trade for any other card from any other player on the table. You can either choose a card that's on the table in front of them that's been discarded, and then put the syringe in its place, or you can randomly draw a card from that player's hand and replace that card with the syringe card. So, as you may have noticed, between all of the discarding and trading and use of syringes, a common theme here is going to be that everybody is always going to have the same number of cards in their hand. Eventually, the hands will be discarded down to just one card. And when that happens, the card that you have left in your hand is going to be the antidote that you're going to try to take. That being, it's going to be the formula you're going to take, and you're hoping it's the antidote. The card that was placed aside face down at the beginning of the game is shown to the players, and that card is the antidote. The players reveal the formula cards they have left, and any players who are holding the formula that's the same type as the card that was set aside at the beginning of the game is going to score based on the value of the card that they still have in their hand. So, for example, if the antidote card was the purple formula, and a player has left as their last card the purple formula with a 3 value, that player just scored 3 points. Any player who was left with a card that was not the right formula, or a syringe card, scores nothing at all. Scores for players that were actually able to score are noted, and the game starts again, playing the same way with a new formula being chosen, and then after the third game, the player who ended up with the most points is the winner of the total game. So it's time for the bit where I talk about what I think of Antidote. Antidote was kickstarted by Bellwether Games back in July, and was pretty successful, reaching around 4 times its goal as far as backers. However, even though it had a Kickstarter campaign, Bellwether left the print and play files up for download so you can try it out, with really the only difference being that the artwork on the cards is a little bit different. The art on the Kickstarter version is definitely slicker, but the print and play art is fine too, and it works just fine. The game puts some interesting stuff into a pretty small package that works pretty well with a good number of players. Although I should toss out there that I haven't tried it yet, but I'm not so sure about the 2-player version, as it appears that, like several other games I've seen that say they're for 2 players, but really aren't, the game sets up sort of a dummy player for cards to go through when playing with 2 players, so really it's still a 3-player game, it's just that nobody's sitting in that third chair. Now, Antidote is a game that I actually found pretty challenging. Yes, all of the clues that you need are out on the table somewhere, but it can be tough to figure out how to get the cards to move in the right way so that you can see all the clues you need before somebody takes that clock down to the end by forcing a bunch of discards. And while playing this game, I have to admit that I felt a little bit clueless most of the time. However, that said, other players at the table said that they had a pretty good idea what the antidote was a fair amount of time before the end of the game came. So I'm thinking I may need to give this one a few more plays before I can really give it a solid thumbs up or thumbs down. I do have to say that I think the game was meant to instill a sense of tenseness as the end of the game came closer that I wasn't really feeling, especially in the way that I do with some other deduction games, especially, you know, the secret traitor games, where you really get a sense that time is running out, though that could also be that I was just simply distracted by my confusion at all of the different cards going around the table. So yeah, I'm just not sure, and I'm hoping that this one will get to the table with my game group again so that we can give it another try, and to see if I can get a better idea about how to ascertain the clues that the cards give you, as well as maybe get a better sense of the sense of urgency that the card game is meant to give. For now, I'm going to say I'm recommending this one. It's not a bad build at all, only 55 cards to print out and cut out. And I think once it's had a chance to go around the table a couple times, this could really click with some groups. And then maybe after you guys have tried it out, give me a little feedback letting me know what you think of the game.
Thanks for listening to the Printin' and Playin' Podcast. I'd love to get your feedback, ideas, and suggestions for the podcast, so please feel free to share. Send me an email at printinpodcast@gmail.com, remembering that there's no G in the printin' in this case. Or if you're a BoardGameGeek.com member, you can send geek mail to me at my username ShadowGlare, which is Shadow and Glare together, but hold the W. Or leave a comment on the blog's webpage at printin-and-playin.podomatic.com.